You're listening to SBS News.
It's smaller than a 10-cent coin, but this tiny piece of metal poses a huge threat. Dr. Andrew Robertson is Chief Health Officer and Radiological Council Chair of Western Australia.
This source, as people may be now aware, is literally 6 millimetres by 8 millimetres. It's a cylinder, a small silvery cylinder. It is a cesium-137 source, which is obviously of significant concern because of its radioactivity from both beta radiation and gamma radiation.
According to authorities, the capsule was inside a gauge commonly used in mining and other industries to measure density, but now it's gone missing. Officials say it left a Rio Tinto mine near Newman in the Pilbara region on January 10 and arrived at the transport company's depot in the Perth suburb of Malaga on the 16th. The container thought to be housing the radioactive source was put into storage. The fact the capsule was missing wasn't realised until Wednesday this week, 9 days later. Authorities believe the gauge fell apart from travel vibrations and the radioactive capsule simply slipped through a hole of a bolt that came loose. Andrew Robertson says it was packed in accordance with the radiation safety transport regulations.
These gauges are designed to be robust and to obviously to be used in industrial settings where they are not, where they may be exposed to weather and vibration. So it is unusual for a gauge to come apart like this one has. But we're continuing, as part of our investigation, we'll be looking at the gauge and obviously the handling of it.
Authorities say the source is most likely to have fallen out somewhere along the Great Northern Highway between the Pilbara and Perth. But with the journey spanning 1,400 kilometres, it's like looking for a radioactive needle in a very big haystack. Authorities are now doing radiation surveys to narrow the search area, using GPS data to retrace the truck's route. WA Department of Fire and Emergency Services Acting Superintendent Darryl Ray says the search is being conducted strategically, with a focus on high population areas in the metropolitan suburbs where the risk of exposure is highest.
The search involves the use of radiation survey meters to detect the radiation levels, which will help us locate the small device. What we're not doing is trying to find a tiny little device by eyesight. We're using the radiation detectors to locate the gamma rays using the meters that'll help us then locate the small device.
The search is currently hampered by a lack of equipment, and the Commonwealth and other states have been asked to urgently provide more, including units that can be fitted to a vehicle. Acting Superintendent Darryl Ray says using radiation detectors, they won't need to search the whole 1,400 kilometres by foot.
So if the device was within 20 metres of us, I'd pick it up right now. Which is obviously why I said we're not looking for the small capsule, as long as we're in that 20-metre radius predominantly, and pick it up. Yeah. So if it's on the route that we search, it is likely that we do find it, even though it's very tiny.
But there are serious concerns the capsule may have been flung far from the road or even become lodged in a tyre and carried away. At a distance of 1 metre, it emits radiation levels that are the equivalent of 10 X-rays in 1 hour. If someone were to touch it, they would likely experience radiation burns and eventually radiation sickness. It could possibly even lead to cancer. Dr. Robertson is warning people if they find the capsule, they should stay away and call emergency services.
The source is most dangerous if it is handled or if it's brought close to the body. If you're further than 5 metres away from the source, and certainly if you're further than 20 metres away from the source, it will pose no danger to you. If it is closer than that, and we strongly discourage people from picking it up, certainly don't put it in a pocket, don't put it in your car, don't put it on your sideboard. It is, because it will continue to radiate. While you may not have immediate health effects, they can occur, relatively rapidly over a short period of time if it is kept close to the body.
Police have determined the incident to be an accident and say no criminal charges are likely. But questions are being asked about how such a volatile item could just fall from its casing. Lauren Steen from Radiation Services Western Australia says she has never heard of such a thing happening before.
What I would say when it comes to falling through the hole itself, it's highly unlikely that that's happened. They're typically transported in something that's highly protected, and they have to be certified. The casings have to be certified. The housing is subject to vibration testing, heat testing, high impact testing. And if the source is certified and it's transported in the correct manner as in accordance with the codes of practice that we work with in WA, it's a highly unlikely event.
In a statement, Rio Tinto says it hired an expert radioactive materials handler to transport the capsule. It says it's now working with the Radiological Council, the contractors and emergency services to assist in the search. Claire Slattery, SBS News.